Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bazdifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49. Kansas City March wheat opened at 3.72, down 3.25 on the open. July, 3.73.5, down 3. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 3.26.5, down 2.25 on the open. May, 3.37.5, down 1.25. July, 3.46.5, down 1.5. September, 3.55.25, down 2.25. December, 3.67.25, down 2 on the open. March corn opened at 2.06.75, down 2 on the open. May, 2.16.5, down 1.75. July, 2.25.5, down 1.75. September, 2.33.25, down 2.25. December, 2.43.5, down 1.75. March, 2.50.5, down 2 on the open. March oats opened at 1.84.25, down 1.5 on the open. May, 1.81.75, down 0.25. March soybeans opened at 5.65, down 6.25 on the open. May, 5.74, down 6.75. July, 5.83, down 6.75. November, 5.94, down 6.5. March soybean meal opened at 1.78, down 2.30 on the open. May, 1.79.80, down 2.80. March soybean oil opened at 21.02, down 20 on the open. May, 21.38, down 25. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, January feeder cattle opened at 112.10, down 17.5 on the open. March, 112.35, down 10. April, 112.80, down 27.5 on the open. February live cattle opened at 96.60. Up 5 on the open. April, 94.92.5, down 2.5. February lean hogs open at 59.40, down 7.5 on the open. April, 64.40, down 22.5. May, 67, down 42.5. June, 70.60, down 30. And February pork bellies open at 83.60, down 5 on the open. Join us this evening at the Elks Club in Pontiac at 7 o'clock for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. The panelists tonight include Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities, Bill Mayer of Roach Ag Marketing, and Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. That's at the Elks Club in Pontiac at 7 o'clock. There is no charge to come and no advance reservation is required. Get your individual questions answered.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
Want to start in the corn pit where March is at 2.05.75, has been as low today as 2.05.25. Paul, are we going to test that 204 gap and then head down to the December 199.5 low for a test there?
Well, we're definitely seeing a major trend change, Dave. We know the commodity funds, the index funds are along the corn market. We know the farmer's been very reluctant seller of corn. The computer said go short on a close below 208.75. So we do feel the trend is down. As far as the other market action, my general impression is we will see some support at $2 on the March corn, probably $2.40 on the December corn as the support areas. The big question mark here is will lower prices here get farmers to sell corn? No, I think they'll probably dig in and be strong holders here. We have been strong advocates of moving cash corn above the $2 and reward the market in the deferred market. So our customers seem to be on the right side of the corn market.
If producers become tight holders to the point where they've sort of welded short the bin, might basis improve?
I doubt it. Our general impression is the exports seem to be lagging, and we are continuing to see piles continue to be picked up. Well, you know, the first thing that probably would cause the basis to improve would be transportation costs being reduced. With high-priced crude oil in the United States and large carryovers, I think that's probably the last thing the transportation is going to do. Historically, if things were normal, your answer would be yes, but things aren't normal, so the answer is no.
Over in the soybeans, we did not see the index funds show up on the market weakness yesterday. Are they going to shy away from this market in the beans?
Well, we know that the official trend is lower. The USDA came out with a very bearish crop production report. The private think tank people are putting a carryover on the soybeans up in the $600 million. The government's conservative at $505 million. The weather forecasts are good to excellent. We're not hearing the word rust in South America. We also put in maybe program in, you know, possibly 2 or 3 million more acres for next year. All adds up to some lower prices. Some of the think tank people think it's 525. Others are even lower than that. The general opinion is we think the farmer is holding too much inventory. We were strong advocates of moving inventory at $6 on the cash market. So our customers are on the right side of the market, so to speak.
Certainly on the technical charts, Paul, it doesn't appear there's anything to stop the downtrend, at least to the November 28th lows.
You know, it's always, you know, we all have clear vision from point A to point B. We do know the trend is lower. My general impression is I think we do have to see more of a determination just on the crop size South America. Our general impression is that soybean crush margins seem to be good to excellent. The Chinese still seem to be good buyers of soybeans. It's going to be difficult just to see when that market, you know, goes on and drops. But we do know that the official trend is lower, and our opinion is the farmer's holding about half his beans out there in the Midwest.
8% of the Brazilian crop now in pod-setting stage. What do your weather people tell you about down
south? Well, we're looking for a rainfall event this weekend, and it looks like it's good to excellent. You know, it does look like a good crop down there. One concern we always have to worry about is the rust issue, but that doesn't seem to be a major factor at this time. Our general impression is that the South American producer dumped a lot of beans at, you know, when our hurricane hit and hurt our transportation system. They took advantage of that, but they seem to be good sellers of soybeans recently, and they continue to move inventory, and that's been a major problem in the weakness in our marketplace here.
Spread's going to continue to widen between Kansas City and Chicago Board of Trade wheat?
Yes. Now, there's some private weather people are indicating some improved chances of rain, a slight rain you know, towards the weekend, and then more rain next week. The problem is historically, we only get about a half inch of rainfall per month out there, and we're really not in the big usage stage area yet. But let's face it, the think tank people draw a picture like this. Even though U.S. world wheat prices are overpriced, if we continue this dry weather pattern on into the April, May, June time frame, we do hear reports that July Kansas City wheat can get extremely wide over Chicago futures, you know, maybe 50 cents, 60, 70 cents a bushel. So that's the big surprise and one of the most popular trades that some of the people are talking about.
Thanks much, Paul.
Have a nice day. Always nice talking to you.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Let's look at the current tick. Kansas City wheat, the March variety, 373, down 2.25. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade, 325.25, down 3.5. May, 336, down 2.75. March corn, 205.5, down 3.25. May, 215, down 3.25. July, 224, down 3.25. September, 232.5, down 3. March soybeans, 566, down 5.25. May, 575.5, down 5.25. July, 584.5, down 5.25. November, 595, down 5.5. March soybean meal, 177, down 330. March soybean oil, 21.23, up 1. On the Merck, January feeders, 111.75, down 52.5. February live cattle, 96.25 down 30. February lean hogs, 59.05 down 42.5. Outside markets, February crude oil, 66.50 is up 19 cents. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois, on the web at WILL.UIUC.edu. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.